And we're back in the Clevis Pete Seeger Solidarity Forever. This is Taylor Report, CIT, 89.5 FM. And I believe we're joined by Tony Leah of United of the Unifor and General Motors. Are you there, Tony?
I am. Hi, Phil.
Well, thanks for joining us. You are in the plant in Oshawa, which is destined to be closed, and there's been powerful reaction from many quarters, and of course your local must be very active. So what's the current situation in terms of steps being taken by the union and kinds of responses you're getting from the company, governments, et cetera?
Well, of course, there was an immediate reaction when GM announced that they were closing not only our plant, but four other plants in the United States. And the initial reaction in Oshawa was for people to walk out of the plant, which I think was a good first step. Mm-hmm. We've been told by our leadership that there's going to be a determined fight put on to reverse that decision. But there's been some worrying signs, I would say, and there's a number of people that I know in the local union, rank and file workers, who are not satisfied with the level of a fight back that has been shown so far.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of events coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Unifor leadership has called a protest rally against the closure in Windsor for this Friday.
January 11th.
January the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Across the river from Detroit in the GM headquarters, of course. But a number of people have been asking, why is that rally being held in Windsor?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy place for Oshawa workers
it's
to get to.
It's about 5 hours drive, right?
It's a five-hour bus ride that people are being asked to take. And some people are even speculating that it's an attempt to blunt some of the militancy of the workers. Because if you have a rally in Oshawa, which is where the plant is and where, you know, mm-hmm. there are 4,000 or 5,000 workers who are in jeopardy of losing their jobs, mm-hmm. there's every likelihood that they would feel inspired to walk off the job to attend a rally. And really put the heat on General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
But by moving a location or having a location 5 hours away in Windsor, where there's actually no GM offices, no GM plant, since the last one was closed almost 10 years ago, mm-hmm. It seems almost like a diversion. And of course, we have to hope that there will be more determined efforts following that rally, and we're now told that the leader of Unifor, Jerry Dias, is going to heard from GM today. He didn't say what he heard,
mm-hmm.
But he said that he's got a meeting set up with them for 2:00 tomorrow.
2:00 tomorrow.
So after that, I guess we'll see where things go.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's five. Is it five plants in all?
There are five plants in the U.S. and Canada that GM mm-hmm. said that they were going to be closing in this year.
Yeah.
And they said there were a couple of other locations which they didn't name in other parts of the world. So what we really need here is greater solidarity amongst all of the workers mm-hmm. in the auto industry, amongst everybody that works for GM to take them on, because we're all being hit, and from GM's point of view, they'd like us to, you know, all be separate and doing our own little things and not working together. And that's why I'm mm-hmm. so encouraged that there is going to be an international solidarity rally, not this Friday, but the following Friday, the 18th of January, at the Detroit Auto Show, which is the biggest international event for the auto industry every year,
mm-hmm.
and a number of groups, a coalition, are going to be having a protest rally at the Detroit Auto Show at Cobo Hall in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
And they are bringing together rank-and-file auto workers from the United States, mm-hmm. Members of the Detroit Democratic Socialists of America, who are raising some really bold demands around these plant closures.
Don't they have a woman recently elected to Congress? Who's...
Yes, one of their members, members of the Democratic Socialists of America, Rashida Tlaib, who's of Palestinian origin. Her father was worked in the Ford plant in Detroit, and she's been elected to U.S. Congress and is supporting this effort to demand that the whole issue of how corporations operate should be reexamined. If they make no commitment to their communities or to their workers, the Democratic Socialists of America are saying perhaps those plants should be seized in the public interest workers, by government.
Yeah. Now, by the way, let me ask you to talk about that. I noticed I went to the site, thanks to your suggestion, and they have a slogan, seize the plant, save the planet.
And I think that's a wonderful slogan.
And make Detroit the engine for a Green New Deal. And they raise the subject of eminent domain. Could you talk about that?
Sure. Eminent domain in the U.S., we normally call expropriation in Canada, but it's the idea that the public interest should trump the interests of a corporation or private property. Ironically, one of the plants that's slated to be closed is the Hamtramck plant in Detroit, and it was originally a community called Poletown that was seized by eminent domain and given to General Motors. They turned it upside down. They said that they had the right to seize people's homes and give them to a corporation because that, they said, was in the public interest.
Yes.
Which is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. So people in Detroit are now saying, well, if GM is going to walk away from that plant, now is the time for the community of Detroit and the workers to seize it under eminent domain and really use it in the public interest, develop the kind of green economy that's needed for the future and that would create jobs, good jobs, and would also be of great public benefit. And I think that's the kind of idea that we should be raising in Oshawa and in Canada as well.
Didn't the community of Oshawa help General Motors get rolling?
The General Motors wouldn't exist without the community of Oshawa over 100 years ago. And for over 100 years ago, different levels of government have been handing over public money to GM. And it's been to the benefit of GM shareholders, the executives. They've been, particularly in the last few years, been making record profits, $10 or $12 billion a year, even though they received almost $11 billion from the Ontario and federal Canadian government in 2009 when they were on the verge of bankruptcy. So they didn't return it all. They have not returned it all to government, and they exacted crippling concessions on the workers and haven't returned any of that to the workers, nothing. There's been no wage increases for auto workers in Canada for 10 years. There's been no increases in pensions. There's been the imposition of a two-tier system where new workers start at $15 an hour less than other workers in the plant doing the exact same work. That's all to the benefit of GM.
Mm-hmm.
And that was imposed, they've been making profits, but they haven't returned any of that. And now they're talking about walking away. So absolutely, I think we need to be considering that if they're not going to reverse their decision, they should forfeit the right to that their property in Oshawa, and it should be used for the public benefit.
Yeah,
well, I think that we should make Mary Barra the Louis Renault of 2019.
Yeah. I'd better ask you about that. In relation to that, make Detroit, and we could say make Oshawa, the engine for a Green New Deal. You're one of the auto workers who's written and spoken about this issue.
By the way, I really should say that in the past few days, there's been support from different bodies within Unifor for the rally in Detroit on January the 18th. The Political Action Committee of my local, Local 222, has endorsed that rally. Mm-hmm. And today, the Retired Workers Chapter of Local 222 endorsed that rally and is going to be sending a busload of retirees and other people to Detroit on January the 18th.
Yeah. Well, those are great slogans. Tony, we have to go, but we very much appreciate this news, and we'll be coming back to you because maybe tomorrow will bring something more that we have to bring to the attention of our listeners. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And that's Tony Lee of the Unifor Oshawa. And this has been the Taylor Report. And I got to say thanks to, now I've lost my name of the technician, but she knows I appreciate her. So we'll see you next week.